Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning. I give you all the praise. I lift your name on high. Be thou exalted, be thou magnified. O Yahuwah, I ask that you have your way. Speak to us this morning. Open our eyes to see clearly, our ears to hear, and our hearts to receive. The entrance of your word bringeth understanding. O Abba Father, grant us understanding. We beseech thee, O Lord, that you will heal us. You will deliver us. You will save our souls. I thank you that it will not be my voice, but your voice only. In Yahushua's name I have prayed. Amen. Precious people of the way, I want to welcome all of you this hour to the cool of the day daily devotional. Kindly share and invite a brother and a sister. It is good to sit at his feet, hear his word, and start the day with him. Precious people of the way, he who ran with the word is running with Yahuwah, is running with God. Because John 1:1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Today happens to be the Walking Voice, episode 24. The Walking Voice 24. And we are dealing with the principles of Eden. The principles of Eden 22. The part 22. And today, as we are treating a new topic, levels of obedience, we dealt with the first one, which is adoption. When you become an adopted son of the Most High, we learned more yesterday so as to know more about adoption. We are going to start with the next level, begotten. When we finish the three, we will look at the legalities, that the things involved in all these levels. Precious people of the way, if you have not been adopted as the son of Yahuwah, the daughter of the Most High, what is going to happen is this: you will not be able, and you can't move to the next level, which is begotten. Therefore, what is the begotten level? This is the level where one is released, is sent out, is given permission to live the life of obedience outside the house of Yahuwah, outside the habitation of the Most High. What do I mean by this? In John 3, the verse 16, the Bible says, for Yahuwah so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So the begotten son came as a sent one. He left his throne, left heaven, and came on mission outside heaven. What I mean is, this is the level that you are able to live the life which is in Christ outside the gathering of the brethren, outside the house of the Lord. This level is a level of maturity. There are sons and daughters, they are not permitted to go out because their stubbornness will bring a shame onto a family. They keep them indoors. There are kids of ours, sometimes because of the kind of behavior they put out, it embarrasses parents. Therefore, they always want them to live in the house and never to go out. When they go for functions, when they go for weddings, when they go out, sometimes they make sure that someone will handle them right in the house, because they said when they go with them, they are going to disturb them, because they are babies, they are kids, and stubbornness is still attached to their hearts. Precious people of the way, Yahusha, when he was a begotten son, he was sent. He was sent. Begotten sons and daughters are ready to pursue assignments. They are ready for missions. So, when the father released them, the father knows that they are going to put up a good behavior. They are going to focus, and they know the laws when it comes to fulfilling their purpose, their mission, and everything. People of the way, adopted sons need to grow to be begotten sons to start pursuing purpose. I will call it to start what they know today to be outing. You know that there are people, they only live right in church. They only live right. They look so pious. They look so obedient when they are in the house of the Lord. But when they go out, because they have not grown, they will misbehave. Therefore, this level, we ought to attain this level in order to be engaged with activities of heaven. That is when we are ready to be ambassadors. At the workplace, if it is not the house of Yahuwah, the behavior you put in church, I mean the house of Yahuwah, whilst you are fellowshipping with brethren, it should equally be put out there. There are people who dress very well, decent, when they are in the house of God. But when they go out, when they are working at their workplace, wedding ceremonies, naming ceremonies, funeral grounds, since they see it as though it is not the house of Yahuwah, they are not ready to live the life of obedience. Precious people of the way, such behavior we put out when we are out, when we are in school. There are youths, there are kids, they put up a good behavior when they are in Sunday school or Sabbath school. But in school, they put up a different behavior. There are people who respect time and will go to the house of the Lord on time and not even in time. But outside, they don't obey. There are people in pursuing their purpose and assignment. Perhaps they have set up a business. That behavior they put up at the business side, the shop, the workplace is different from that which they put whilst they are in the house of the Lord. It should tell you, such people have not grown. Such people have not gotten to the begotten level. As a man of God or a woman of God, if you don't attain this level, you are going to bring shame. You see, there are times people embark on missions. They say, Yahweh has called me, has sent me. But they have not grown in their sonship, their life of obedience to a begotten one. Therefore, the character they put, the behavior they put, is nothing to write home about. A begotten son is sent. For God so loved the world that he gave. The Son of God came as a begotten son, matured, ready to represent the kingdom of heaven well on earth, becoming rare ambassador. When he came, he lived according to the will of the Father. He walked according to the word of the Father. In fact, one time he said, I came to do the will of my Father. He said, I and my Father, we are one. He attained the begotten son. You see, when a son is adopted, he goes through some teachings. In the Roman era, Roman time, the Roman Empire, that was the time when Yahusha came. So, Apostle Paul, when he spoke to the Romans and many heathens, nations, they understood him. When you are adopted, you are not allowed to move out until you are trained. You sit at the feet of the master that will be released for you to teach you. You familiarize yourself with the things in the house of your father, your new father, because you have walked out from the world, from one household to another. You need to be taught. You need to be equipped. Because as you go out there, so they give a time, if it is 3 months, when you are now sent out for an errand, when you are sent out to represent the Father, when you are sent out to buy anything, when you are sent out to work for the Father, he knows that you are going to put up a good behavior. The culture of your Father has been embedded in you. You have been well cultured. So therefore, when you go out there, you represent your Father very well. It is amazing that believers are on mission on this earth. They put up all kinds of behavior. At workplace is different. they may not put up that behavior when they are fellowshipping, when they go to the house of the Lord. But outside, they put up bad behavior. It is amazing, men and women of God no longer fear Yahuwah. We are representing Him anyhow. We do what we like and not what He told us to do. At the end of the day, we claim He has sent us. We represent Him as a pastor's wife, as an elder. I don't know your assignment. A begotten son is a mature son. A begotten son is a mature son. Maturity in Christ is not speaking in tongues. It's not winning many souls. It's not how you sing. It's how you obey the Father. Yahusha obeyed the Father even to the point of death. He saw death coming and he died to please the Father, to obey the Father. That is amazing, because he was a matured one. He was a begotten son. Many angels were in heaven but were not sent, because they have not reached that maturity. They have not gotten to that level, begotten level. The Bible didn't say, "For God so loved the world that He sent His adopted Son." He sent His begotten Son. Hallelujah. The thing is, outside the presence of Yahuwah, when you go to the house of the Lord, outside that, what behavior do you put up? Many people will never ever share some jokes whilst in the house of Yahuwah. But at workplace, whilst working with friends, in pursuing purpose, in school, in classroom, wherever they find themselves, they share those expensive jokes. They utter some words, some utterances. It is shocking that all of us are on mission. We claim on mission. We are pursuing purpose. We are on earth for a mission. We have been sent, but we have not attained the level of begotten. You see, ambassadors are chosen carefully because they represent a nation. You are representing a whole kingdom of heaven. So Yahuwah is not in a rush to send you out to bring shame. That is why He nurtures you. You grow up so that you will... You see, the world is a big mission field. Okay? And we are all on mission. We are pursuing purpose and assignment. Our behavior must not be anti-kingdom. It should be the word. It should be according to His will. Let not people find fault. Let not our friends, our family, our co-tenants, our classmates, our bosses, our madams find fault, because our character there is not of Christ. Sometimes a believer will go for a funeral and will drink, will fight. But such behavior, you will never put it in the house of Yahuwah. She will never put such a behavior in the house of the Most High. There are some characters a husband will never show up in the house of Yahuwah. A wife would never show up in the house of Yahuwah. But whilst we are out, we put such behavior. Friends and family, which level are you? Are you
able to obey Yahweh even outside. Outside your compound, whilst in the bus, what behavior do you put up? At the marketplace, you exchange words with the seller, or you exchange words with the customer. Are you a nurse? Are you a media personnel? Are you a doctor? Are you a teacher? What behavior do you put when you go out there? You see, sometimes because of fear, adopted sons, they obey him. Whilst you are under your father and you are with your father, it's difficult to do some things. The rare thing is living right in the absence of your father. No wonder anytime Yahweh gives a parable, giving out of talents to the people, he went to a far country. Rare obedience is when you are obeying the father even whilst he is not around. What I mean is the house of the Lord. You know, there are people, let me tell you something. There are people, because they know them in a community, they will not put up a certain behavior. But when they go out there, they put all kinds of behavior. They can insult. They can dress anyhow, because it is outside their area where he is known and where she is known. There are people who have a different lifestyle. They have dual lifestyles. One for the house of God. One also for, you know, outside the house of God. Some people, when they are before their pastor, they behave well. But outside, no. You see that? This is not growth. If you have grown, you see, when you are sent, whether a pastor, you are called and you are now working for Yahweh, you represent him very well. That is why, you see, when even the Levites are called, they go to consecration, they hide themselves. In fact, even the Babylonians learned this. Before you even become a queen, you have to be consecrated, you have to be set apart, you have to be in closed doors for some time. Esther went through, okay, before he was selected and chosen. Because as you go out there, there are a lot of things that happens. There are temptations outside there. If you have not grown, you will fall. There are people, if they should stay in the house of the Lord, do church service, fellowship for the rest of their lives, they will continue to live right. But when they go outside, temptation. Like example, if let's say a pastor is sent even out from his local assembly to another field, the temptation is so high. The question is, would they put up the same behavior? Are they going to obey Yahweh as they obeyed him whilst they are close to, let's say, their spiritual father? You see, what heaven abhorred is hypocrisy. That is why you don't skip one thing. You grow. You don't go up. You grow up. You go through the process and get there, be matured, be a begotten, so that you can represent him very well. If your conversations are different from when you are in the house of the Lord as compared to when you are at the workplace, there are people, they will never go to some website and watch some movies right in the house of the Lord. But when they are at workplace, when they are out in fulfilling their purpose, in pursuing an assignment, as errand boys and girls, they do all kinds of things. Ask yourself, that dressing you are wearing, can you wear it whilst you are in the house of the Lord? Can you wear it? So we dress appropriately, decently, nice, whilst in the house of the Lord. One thing I did a search about ambassadors, they are outing matters. Anytime they are going out, they dress like Ghanaians because they represent Ghana. Do we dress well to represent him? Or it's only when we go to church? You see, all of us are aware that judgment is coming. Yahusha is coming. He's coming for those who are representing him well. Don't forget, you cannot be called and saved and be idle. He said we should occupy till he comes. Because himself, he has paved the way. He became a begotten son. So he was sent. He came. Look at all what he came to do. He did and pleased the Father. He left his throne and came down. You know that some youth, when they leave their parents, they misbehave. They live all kinds of life. That is why sometimes some youth will decide to rent their own place because they can't do certain things worse with their parents. But when you obey, when you live right, even when no one is monitoring you, that is true, you know, obedience. I'm going to end. Are you ready to be sent? Are you ready for mission? Because you are in this world. Are you ready? Being ready is not when you have money, you have educated yourself. Being ready is not when you have all the physical things. Being ready is when you have become a begotten. You have gotten to that level that you will live right no matter what. So begotten sons and daughters never forget themselves. Everywhere they find themselves. On social media, everywhere. When they travel, everywhere. Go to family, everywhere. Family house, everywhere. When they meet friends, everywhere. Everywhere, everywhere, they represent him very well. When you have time, you read 1 John 4 verse 9. 1 John 4 verse 9. And also 1 Peter 1:3. 1 Peter 1:3. Read them. You will see how Peter alluded to the fact that he has begotten us. Because when you start from the beginning, from the previous letter, you will see that these people were idle and they were doing nothing. They want to spend all, it is like remain in a prayer camp. So many people, they will spend all their time on a mountain praying, praying, praying. You see, when they were saved, they were, you know, that kind of thing. They didn't want to even go out. And he was telling them that you have been begotten, okay? So it's time to represent the Father. It's time to go ye like the apostles. It's time to go ye. You go out there. You don't have to be afraid. But the main thing is make sure you represent. Make sure you don't break the law because you are not in Jerusalem. Make sure you don't sin because you are not at the city. Make sure you don't sin because you are not in church service. Make sure you don't do some WhatsApping because you are not in the house of Yahuwah. Make sure you don't fight. Make sure you don't insult. Make sure you don't dress anyhow. Make sure you don't eat certain things. These are levels. When you do this, blessed are thou. Because you can't be recognized if you have no identity. And what gives us identity is Christ, his word. And his word is in level. So if you have not rich begotten. You have no identity. You like you don't have the ID card in today's language to go and do anything, to represent him. So all the things you are doing, whether you are a businessman, you are a pastor, you are doing them in vain because you are not representing him well without identity. Yahuwah bless his word. It is my prayer that we will live with this mindset, that anywhere I find myself, I will live the life of obedience. And I am ready to be sent anywhere because I fear not to fall, because I have grown in the word and I am ready to represent him. I pray for you that the grace will be sufficient. I pray in the name which is above every other name, that the good Lord will strengthen you. It is my prayer that Abba Father will help you to live the life he wants you to live. I pray that all what he said to you, he told you, you live accordingly, no matter what. I pray as he even obeyed the Father to the point of death, that he said, if possible, let this pass over me, but he said, your will be done. I pray that in all ways, in all times, in all things, you will say, his will be done in your life. You are healed. You are protected. You are delivered. The power of the enemy is broken in the mighty name of Yahusha. Amen. The Lord bless all of you. Take care of yourself. Know that Yahusha is coming soon and it will be published. Share with friends and family. Use them as devotion. Take the lessons so serious and live accordingly. And I tell you, thou will be blessed. Take care until we meet again. Bye-bye.